A woman enters the halachic status of nida when she experiences uterine bleeding not due to trauma. And reading from the Nishmat website, while the most common cause of nida is menstruation, nida and menstruation are not synonymous. Any uterine bleeding not due to trauma, i.e. spotting caused by hormonal fluctuations or bleeding after stopping the act of pills when using combination oral contraceptives, can render a woman nida, even when it's not menstrual. A woman can become nida if just a drop of blood exits her uterus at any point in her cycle. So that's how, when a woman basically sees uterine bleeding, and we'll get into more details, that's, she has the status of a nida, unless we could prove it's dam maka, it's from a trauma. So once a woman has the status of a nida, how does she change her status back to tahara? So there's either a 12-day period or 11. If you're Sfaridim, it could be 11 days, the minimum. If you're Ashkenaz, the minimum of 12. Perhaps one of those days might be negotiable depending on different factors. But generally speaking, it's 5 and 7, 4 and 7. And they're two different groups. That first, yeah, so you need five clean, you need the 5 days, a minimum of 5 days that a woman doesn't see. You don't need the 5 days. Is you have by the time when the fifth day comes, if she's clean, so then we'll see she'll do a hefsek tara. And for Sfaridim, it's 4 days. So again, it could be longer. If a woman sees blood for 8 days, so then you have to wait. Five is the minimum. If at that time she's clean, or four for Sfaridim, then she could do a hefsek tara. Hefsek tara, hefsek, is we want to cause a change of status. So the first step is before shkia, preferably. After shkia, and how much after shkia is a discussion in the poskim. So therefore, one should try to remember and do a hefsek tira before shkia, before sunset. So that's meikar adin. That's the halacha. You do an internal bedika, and if it's clean, so then you're on your way to beginning the shiva nikiyam. The Ramah quotes chumra. That after the hefsek tira is done before shkia, so you could start that night, day one. The Ramah has another chumra about a moch dochok, that after shkia, for about a half an hour, you leave in, like, you insert a cloth and leave it in, and then if it comes out clean, then you're okay. Since it's only a minute, so if it causes women a lot of pain, distress, so then that's negotiable. You speak to your local posek whether you have to do a moch dochok or not. But hefsek tira is not negotiable. You need a hefsek tira. So that's preferably done before shkia. And then you move into the shiva nikiyam. So the shiva nikiyam is you need 7 consecutive days. In other words, if you have 3 good days, 1 blood, it's not that, okay, no, I'll continue with day 4. You have to go back to day one. And the minig is, it's brought down during the shiva nikiyam, a woman has to wear light underwear, as in contrast to colored, as we'll see during Yomei Tahara, because we want to know, we have to see if she stained or saw more blood. So many of it, the minig brought down is 2 bedikas every day. Rav Willig thinks that 1 bedika a day is l'chadchila, for sure, if a woman's having difficult, and among people having difficult time spotting. Another reason, so poskim discussed doing 1, maybe 1 in the middle 7, some say 1 in 7, so that's a discussion. Again, if there are issues, but l'chadchila, at least all things being equal, we should say, so it's either twice a day, we'll exercise once a day, and others maybe say less depending on the scenario. So you do, you have seven clean days. So once you do your Hefsek Taira, you do the bedikas, whichever bedikas you're required on. And then after the seven clean days, you're tovo in the mikvah. So all minig is be tovo at night and not during the day. However, b'shas adchak, well, some say you can never tovo during the day. Only real serious shas adchak, like maybe COVID, the mikvah is closed. But others, based on Rabbi Notam, say that one b'shas adchak, one can tovo early. And that Rav Moshe discusses in his Teshuva, Rav Yitzchak Abadi, that what's the concern? So the concern is if you go to the mikvah early, so then you're going to come home, you'll have relations with your spouse, and then before nightfall, you're going to see dam. So that makes you, that means you're always in nida, so you're a bol in nida. So therefore, even those who are lenient to allow mikvah early on Friday night, it's usually Friday night, but in theory it could be any night, so one should not even see or be with your husband until nightfall. So that to debate how much l'chadchila, don't even see him, perhaps not even be in the same house. Let's say you're having a meal in the shul, if you have kids at home, guest over, so then it depends how far different posts can go, but the bottom line is you can't be together because the concern of bo'al nida, and therefore not until nighttime should, if you're in the case of a shas adchak where you had to go early, you live out of town, whatever the case may be. So that's a nida d'oraisa. So you see the blood, you experience uterine bleeding. They talk about Hagarsha, which isn't so clear today. The body shaking, the uterus opening, of liquid flowing. That's why we discussed it. So today, most people have Dam without Hagarsha. Either they have it, they don't know they're having it, or they're not having it. And it's interesting, Shaila, in the reverse. Let's say you have a Hagarsha, you're cramping a little, but there's no blood. So that's a whole Trumas Hadeshim. You know, perhaps, you know, today we don't really feel it, so there's the post can talk about room to be mako. So either way, that's nida d'oraisa. So you need to count to 5 days, hefsek taira, mok dachok, shivin dekiyam, you wear white underwear, and it's a discussion among the post. And there are those who are mako, one does not have to make the, in fact maybe you shouldn't have the sheets white, or for that matter off-white. Only the underwear. That's why there are those under. That's why they're under special scenarios. So sometimes a posik might tell someone to even wear colored during Shiva Nakiyam. Well, certainly someone. So Rav Abadi thinks one should never wear black, because then you never know what it. You never know what you're seeing. So Rav Abadi shita is that a woman could wear the white panty liner. So therefore, colored goes against the takana, like Chazal said, you should be wearing white during Shiva Nakiyam. So if you put on colored, you're not wearing white. But if you wear white panty liners, so, and the panty liners, was, we'll get to Aramakabal Tuma. So if you see it on the panty liner, so it's not the same, and therefore it might not be a problem. So that's Nida D'oraisa. What's Nida D'rabbanan? Nida d'rabban is what they call a kesem. You see, there's no feeling of hagrasha, nothing. You just look. Usually, let's say you see it on your underwear. So, again, so if you see putting a tampon on, or let's say someone having relations, and you see it on the avera, so that's pashas. That's usher. You know. Because everyone knows. Lamais, if the dam exits from the uterus and you see it coming out, it's going to be problematic even if you don't have a hagasha, since we don't know exactly we have to go l'chumrah. So either way, that's neither the rice, neither the rabbanon is. You just find a stain, let's say, on your underwear, let's say. So since that's only a din rabbanon, it's only neither the rabbanon. So it's only neither the rabbanon. It's only neither the rabbanon. So therefore, hazawa meiko, but more lenient. So what do you mean that more lenient? Because by dam neither the raisa. A drop of blood comes out that renders you a nida daraisa. But by a stain, by a kesem, so therefore, Hazal had different kulas, three basic kulas. Number one is, it has to be at least the size of a gris. Less than the size of a gris, even if it's on white underwear, would not be an issue. How much is the size of a gris? So that's a major debate. Many assume the size of a dime or a penny. Rav Yitzchak Abadi believes around the size of a nickel. There are other those who say the size of a quarter. I think they say over Rav Soloveitchik said over from the custom, the minhag in his family or in Europe was, it was like a Polish coin, which I think was somewhere in between a nickel and a quarter. So whatever a gris is, a less than a gris, even on white underwear, we assume is not a problem. That's one kula. Secondly, so if it's more than a gris, but you're wearing colored underwear, it's no longer shivin the kiyum anymore. So you could wear colored underwear, and you should be. So therefore, that's also okay. So less than a gris on white is okay, as opposed to neither the rice a drop. If you're wearing colored underwear, even more than a gris. And as well, if you see it on something which is anal makabel tuma. Something like clothes are makabel tuma, but davish ain't, let's say, assume toilet paper, something that you're throwing out, something that's not permanent, so whatever ain't whatever, that's a debate among posts what exactly is makabel tuma, what isn't. So those are the three kulas. The three kulas are less than a gris on white. If you're wearing colored, so even more than a gris. And if you see on toilet paper, even more than a gris. So what do you mean? So how much? So you could see it, you could see any amount if there's no hagash, if you just, so therefore no. So the shaila is, how much, like at what point do we say it's too much? Why would it be too much? Because then perhaps we're running into a mini period. Which of course is always the shaila when you see a lot of, and you see a lot of blood. Do I say it's heavy staining or a light flow? But the bottom line is, so to obviously speak to your local postic, but Rav Abadi's sheet is basically is wrong. If it's less than 5/6 quarters, then we can assume it's okay. But more than that, so then it becomes problematic. And then either way, you ask a shiloh in both directions, but that's the question, is it considered a beginning of your period? Is it a mini period or not? So to summarize, we have neither the rice, the blood cutting from the uterine, as long as it's not maka at a trauma. And we said to change your status from neither to tar, you have to do 4 and 7 or 5 and 7. You count it's a minimum of 5 days. If you're still bleeding, you got to wait. And similarly, during Shiva Nakiyam, if you see Dam, you need 7 consecutive days of Tahara. So you do a Hefsik Taira on the day when you stop. And then the Chumra, the Rama, Moch Tachok, you put in for 30 minutes after Shkia, Ben Hashmashas. And then you do either, depending whatever your Psak is, whether it's from anywhere from 2 bedikas a day to 1 bedika a day or to 1 and 7, 1, 3, or 4 and 7, whatever, you know, depending, everyone has to ask a shaila depending on their situation. And then you have the Leil Tfila, we assume we go at night, only Riel Shas at Cox, and then some mikvahs won't let you go ever at night, I mean, won't let you ever go during the day, but during Shas at Cox, so then, if you go early, you certainly can't be with your husband, but you perhaps can't even see him or definitely be together with him. So how far does that go? Not even coming into the house, if you're in a public gathering in shul, if you're outside, so if you have your kids home. So that's a discussion among the poskim. For those who are mako to begin with, how far does the kula go? So that's dam nida daraisa. Dam, we have a concept of a kesem, which is a din d'rabbanan. So therefore, we have, because during Zman HaGemara, there are a lot of bed bugs around. So therefore, maybe the blood is from a bed bug. So therefore, if it's less than a gris, we assume it could be coming from the bed bugs. So therefore, we need more than a gris. So that's the cool. Even on white underwear, if you see a stain less than a gris, that's a, you know, either dime or a penny, nickel, Polish coin, etc. So if you see less than a gris on white, you see more than a gris on colored, or more than a gris on, let's say, a double chain of macabre tuma, perhaps toilet paper, so then it's okay. However, if it's a lot, so whatever a lot means, that's a discussion. So I think Rav Abadi holds 5 to 6 quarters. So why? Because the concern is maybe it's a mini period, and if you're becoming a nida again. So those are some general guidelines in terms of nida daraisa and nida darabanan.